morning, everybody. Today's episode is called Resilience. How can you stay strong and bounce back when life gets tough? The purpose for this episode is to help listeners understand the importance of resilience and even provide the strategies for building it, hence inspiring them with actionable steps to overcome life's challenges with strength and perseverance. All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Activate. I'm your host, Atali, and today we're diving into the topic of resilience, how to stay strong and bounce back when life throws challenges in our way. We all know that life isn't easy, but with resilience, we can keep moving forward even when things feel overwhelming. So, in this episode, I'll share insights, personal experiences, and practical tips to help you build resilience and navigate through times which are tough. All right, let's get into it. Resilience is more than just enduring challenges. It's about adapting, learning, and growing through them. It's the ability to recover quickly from setbacks and keep moving forward with a strength and purpose. So, what are some examples of life's challenges? We got relationships, we got family problems, romantic issues, and of course, the worst kind of all, workplace conflicts. We got finance, money troubles, and financial hardships. We got health, physical and mental health challenges, especially in today's world where mental health is such an issue that we're having a lot of suicides coming out of it. Loss, dealing with the death of a loved one. Grief, procrastination, a common challenge that can impede progress. We've all had certain times where we've been like, okay, I'm going to do this in 5 minutes. 5 minutes begin, and then 10 minutes, 30 minutes later, you find yourself not even having the amount of strength to start the progress. We got time management and life changes. Sometimes when life changes, it can be also a challenge by itself. You know, you wake up, you're in the mood to go to work and, you know, focus on doing the right thing, and then boom, something happens. Then your life changes forever. And those are some types of life challenges where resilience can help. Resilience is not about avoiding hardship, but thriving in spite of it. It's a skill anyone can build. It's not just an inherent trait. It enables personal growth, and it helps you face future challenges with confidence because, you know what, you've already gone through it. And the saying goes, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So why does resilience matter? Resilience is a superpower in today's world, not gonna lie. When we cultivate resilience, we're better equipped to handle stress, adapt to changes, and pursue our goals no matter the obstacles. Life is not easy. Life is always going to throw challenges your way. But what counts is how you go through them. Do you persevere through the problems? Do you work your way through better? If you do, then you really know the importance of resilience, because there's always light at the end of the tunnel. So what are the benefits of resilience? It reduces stress and anxiety. It improves decision making, especially during the tough times. It strengthens relationships and support networks. And overall, it increases your emotional well-being. All right, let's get into the how of how to build the resilience. Some of the strategies to build resilience and bounce back from life's tough moments. The first one is reframe challenges. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, try to view them as opportunities to learn and grow. Changing your perspective can make challenges feel less daunting. For example, you might have financial problems. Let's say you're one payment or two payments behind on, let's say, your car note. And then you feel like life is ending. You feel like life is not working. But remember, on the other side of the world, there's somebody who doesn't have the opportunity to own a car, right? And there's somebody who even doesn't have enough salary or even enough income to be fortunate enough to go on another mode of transport except walking. So, reframe your challenges. It's going to help you learn and grow. Build a support network. Resilience isn't a solo journey. You have to surround yourself with people who uplift you and encourage you. Because when life gets tough, sometimes a word of encouragement is the only thing that you need. A thank you. A you got this. A it's not the end type of word can always lift you up again. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself during hard times. Acknowledge your feelings, especially. Don't judge yourself. And remind yourself that it's okay to struggle. It's part of being human. We've all known and read about the story of the Garden of Eden. We all will be living probably the best time we've had. But something happened and we're no longer there. I don't want to bet on it, but Adam and Eve, I feel like one of them probably was like, ooh, we did a mistake, you know, I don't like myself because I'm enduring life challenges right now. But that's the reason why we're human. We get setbacks, we bounce back, we work, we struggle, but especially we work. The fourth one, develop healthy coping mechanisms. And find a positive outlet to relieve stress. It might be journaling, exercising, meditating. Avoid habits that might provide temporary relief but create long-term issues. We've all had certain times where we feel like, okay, I'm stressed, I need to do something. For me, when I feel like I'm stressed, usually I just either start writing down something, write a poem about what I'm feeling, or the best thing that I'm grateful for, the invention of video games. Whenever I feel like I'm stressed, I open a video game and then I play for a little bit, and then 3 hours later, unfortunately, I'm free of stress. But it helps me, and I hope you can find something, a healthy coping mechanism that can help you. Focus on what you can control. You always have to shift your energy to what's within your power of change, the power to change. Letting go of what you can control helps reduce feelings of overwhelm. We're always looking to have control. Personally, I'm one of them. I always want to have everything in my control, in my hands. But I've come to realize that it's really a bad thing to do. You know, you're not always going to have the control of everything around you. Look, the perfect example, humans are always trying to control the weather, but human nature can never control something as genuine, as pure as Mother Nature. That is why there's always a bounce back. Mother Nature is always hitting us with the worst whenever we feel like we have everything under control. So shift your energy to what's within your power to change. You have to celebrate the small wins. We did an episode about this. Because remember, even in the tough times, you always have to make sure you find the moments of success or joy to celebrate. Those small wins build momentum, the snowball effect. Remember that? Resilience has played a huge role in my life. There's been moments when I felt stuck, overwhelmed, or unsure of the next steps. Recently, I have felt this, like life was not lifing, as we say. I couldn't feel like I had anything in control of my life, school, relationships. One of those times was when I recently took a leap of faith in my career. It's terrifying, I promise you. It's terrifying. But I learned that believing in myself and leaning on my support network, especially my family, which I'm grateful for, it helped me get through it. Because, as I say, it's not a solo journey. You need somebody by your side. It doesn't have to be 5, 10, 20 people. Even one person can help you. Resilience isn't about having all the answers. It's about trusting yourself to figure out the things as you go. Each challenge that I've faced has taught me something new about my strength. And I can believe that I can do it. And I know you can do it too. So, as we wrap up, here is a few quick takeaways to help you build resilience this week? Take 5 minutes each day to reframe a challenge you're facing. How can you learn or grow from it? 2, reach out to someone you trust and share what you're going through. Don't underestimate the power of support. 3, practice gratitude by writing down one thing you're thankful for, even during the tough times. It helps shift your focus to the positive. All right, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Activate. Resilience is a journey, and I hope today's tips inspire you to keep moving forward no matter the challenges you face. If this episode resonated with you, remember, share, subscribe, and leave a review. Remember, you're stronger than you think. I'm going to leave you with this quote from Winston Churchill. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that only counts. Have a great week, everybody, and keep activating your best self.